News.
You're listening to BBC Scotland. I'm Danielle Rowley. It's 3 o'clock and this is the latest news. The number of people unemployed in Scotland rose by 41,000 in the last quarter to 176,000. A man aged 65 has died after he was crushed by a vehicle at a business park in Aberdeen on Wednesday morning. Labour MP Jim Devine has said he's devastated and feels let down after being barred from standing for the party in the next general election. Also, the Scottish Youth Parliament celebrated their 10th birthday this year by holding their AGM in Edinburgh. But first, the number of people unemployed in Scotland rose by 41,000 in the latest quarter to 176,000. The government's figures for these 3 months to April show the Scottish jobless rate standard at 6.6% below the average UK of 7.2%. Other figures show the number of people out of work but claiming benefits went up by 3,500 in May to 125,300. Scottish Secretary Jim Murphy described the figures as a blow which reflected the global economic problems. He said, "The UK government will do everything possible to support jobs and the economy and help people who have lost their jobs get back into work." A man aged 65 has died after he was apparently accidentally crushed by a vehicle at business premises in Aberdeen on Wednesday morning. The emergency services were called to North Truck Services at Minto Drive in Atlands just before 8 o'clock. The Scottish Ambulance Service told us that their crew, unfortunately, were not required. Labour MP Jim Devine has said he is devastated and feels let down after being barred from standing for the party at the next general election. The Livingston MP was deselected over his Commons expenses after an internal investigation and his appearance before the Star Chamber on Monday. Mr Devine is allowed to hang on as Labour MP until the election but could decide to quit early. He was deselected over claims of £4,500 for rewiring and joinery work. The MP was alleged to have submitted receipts for £2,157 of electrical work from a company that does not exist. He maintained that the electrician employed provided false information. And finally, Scotland is growing up and so is the Scottish Youth Parliament. Kicking off their 10th anniversary year, they gathered in Edinburgh over the weekend of the 13th and 14th of June to reflect on where their nation's future lies. In their Scottish Youth Parliament style referendum, MSYPs voted for enhanced powers for the Scottish Parliament within the UK. They also renewed their structure by electing a new generation of young leaders for their organisation, with 18-year-old Derek Cooper, MSYP, elected for SYP chair for the year ahead. Together with a march through the streets for action on climate change and a celebration of their birthday, it was a very successful weekend. MSYP for Midlothian, Ewan Archibald, commented on the weekend.
The sitting was really good, actually. On Saturday, we had a march on climate change. And we had debates as well, and the debates all seemed to go really well, to be honest. Yeah, everyone had really good opinions, and the nighttime entertainment at Dynamic Earth on Saturday was really good. There was a brilliant comedian, Des Clark, was there, and the meal was very good as well. So, all in all, I thought it was a very successful weekend, and hopefully it makes some changes to the Scottish Parliament in the future.
That's all for now. I'm Danielle Rowley for BBC Scotland. Back to the studio.
The News.